I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is 2017. It's Tuesday, last day in January. Hope you're having a good day. This is a show about you and your buckos and all points in between. We will two markets, the economy, jobs, unemployment, taxes, deficit spending, scams, shams, corruption, Donald Trump, the media, and all that crap. And when I use the term crap, yeah, I mean it. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button to go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. I'm not a fascist. You can read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing. Press the money management button. If you want to get our notes, press the subscribe button. We have a webcast up from this weekend. Press the webcast button and whatever else is up there. So as you know, we've been spending the first few minutes of the show talking about Trump land. So as you know, well, I think you should know, tonight at 8 p.m. he'll be announcing his next or the next proposed Supreme Court justice. It's one of two people. You can go look them up. The Democrats have already said that they're going to fight anybody they put up as payback for what the Republicans did on Merrick Garland, the guy that Obama put up in his last year. So, yay. On top of that, two of the president's appointees are not even getting a vote. That's the guy Price for, I think, Health and Human Services or whatever, and the Treasury Secretary, Mnuchin. And they're saying they think they fibbed during testimony. So all that crap's going on. But Trump is moving head first. He met with drug companies today. And I got to tell you, one thing that came out that I liked, I don't know if you know this, the average drug from experiment to your bathroom cabinet takes 12 years, average costs $350 million. Going through all that approvals. Trump said that he's going to do something about that and get things more on a fast track. Guess what happened to drug stocks and biotech stocks when they mentioned that? They had a good day today. Boom. Popped up real nicely. What else today on Trump land? Well, I'm here in Orlando, Florida, and I'm in a building, and there were about, I'm going to call it about 200 people showed up protesting with signs, drain the swamp, get rid of Trump, get rid of this, get rid of that. And you know me, I'm a troublemaker. So I walked into the right into the pile of people. And I just started asking some people, and I think a couple of people recognized me but didn't say anything. And I just said, why are you here? What are you protesting? And let me be clear about something, and they don't even know what the hell they're protesting. I spoke to about 15 different people. Not one had a cohesive thing to say. Really. Trump's a racist. And I said, why is he a racist? What did he do that's racist? Oh, he's blocking people from coming in. And then I would ask the next question. So do you think, you know, stronger borders and better protection against bad people coming in here, is that bad? So you really think he hates these Muslims? Do you know he's employed any of the Muslims? Right then and there, they got, you know, PO'd at me, and that was the end of that. By the way, Donald Trump employs Muslims. That racist, bigoted slime he is. Anyway, so I went in there. It's quite interesting. There's more protests around the country. A bunch of CEOs, Jeff Bezos was out talking about it, Tim Cook, a bunch of people out there saying it's bigoted and racist and biased. And I'm like, wait a minute. What is going on with this world? 3 or 4 weeks ago, Obama stopped Cubans from coming in. No, really. There's something called wet foot, dry foot. Cubans that come from Cuba to the United States can stay here and with 1 year get a visa. And Obama stopped it. I don't see anybody yelling and screaming about that. In 2011, he stopped Iraqis, and in between, Syria. But only Donald Trump is the racist. Remember what I told you here, ladies and gentlemen. Obama gets the benefit of the doubt. Donald Trump doesn't. That's how it goes. We nailed it for you. And it's going to continue for the next 4 years. Doesn't matter what he does, what he says, how he says it. And let me be clear about it. Donald Trump this week did some moronic things and handled things moronically. He better get his act in gear. How do you do that travel thing and not tell a bunch of your departments so they can tell the people at the airport? They didn't even know what the hell was going on. So we can pretty much blast a bunch of people today. Pretty much. Anyway, that story in Trump land. It's wild out there, kids. But it's not surprising. Go read WikiLeaks and look how the media was in collusion with the Dems and the Libs and the left. And that continues. And my favorite part of this whole thing, you know what my favorite part is? I just love how the Trump administration is taking a certain middle finger and sticking it right at the media. Because he knows what we've been telling you about for years. And he knows he cannot win. And that's it. Let's just hope he puts his head down, lowers taxes, less regulations, strong on defense, strong on military, back the police unequivocally, treats Israel like the great democracy they are, and tells Castro to kiss off, unlike the last president, who is quite arse backwards. So that was today in Trump land. Again, tonight will be the Supreme Court nominee and all kinds of fun stuff going on. How's your day? Tomorrow morning, if you so choose, I'll be on Fox Business Network at 6:20 a.m. Believe it or not, I said yes. I'll be on with Maria Bartiromo at 6:20 a.m. discussing Apple, which means I got to get up like at 5:30. The good news is the studio is like 5 minutes from my house. Oh, my goodness. Why did I say yes? I'm already tired. Anyway, watch me. Apple reported, and Apple's not the strongest stock in the market anymore. It's a big, gigantic super tanker, big mega cap name. Stock closed at 121.35. I got it at 125.10 as we speak. They beat the number a little bit. Apple's earnings were up 2%, revenues up 3%. And actually, probably a new yearly high for Apple. Keep in mind, though, the old high was in February of 2015 at 133.60, so no gains in a little more than 2 years. The problem for Apple is they're just huge. They, what is it, $220 billion in sales. It's tough to grow a business like that. But stocks been acting well as of recent on no growth. Now, the big story on Apple is going to be, they usually come out with new iPhones in September, but July will be the 10th anniversary of the iPhone, so they may be due with them. They may call it an iPhone 8 or whatever. The next iPhone's supposed to have all this new stuff. OLED, go look it up. Maybe glass, something with the earphones, who knows what else they do. It better be something big because I think the expectation is it's going to be something gangbuster. So I think that's the story. And in the aftermarket, as I said, Apple's up. And by the way, Apple being up just $3.60 in the aftermarket is a huge $3.60 for a mega, mega, mega cap company. So in the aftermarket, you got, well, actually, futures for the NASDAQ are up a little bit. You got a few things up in sympathy, and we'll see how it plays out. There's a few more, a bunch more earnings to come out in the days ahead. I believe Amazon is, Facebook, and a bunch of others. So stay tuned. We'll be on top of all of them. But that's the story of Apple today. Yay! Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have lots to talk about today. No, really. Few things starting to stick out for us, and we're going to tell you about them in the market. That's up next, and more. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Super Bowl week. I couldn't care less who wins. Actually, believe it or not, I do. Due to the fact my Giants beat New England twice in the Super Bowl, I love New England. But I'm actually a big Tom Brady fan. I'm rooting for them. I think, and as I said, I think you take New England in the points. Their defense is very, 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 very underrated. And they just feel... They just look like a well-oiled machine this year. When they need to go to the run, they go to the run. When they need to go to the pass, they go to the pass. And I really like their defense. I think Atlanta is a very good team, and there is no doubt that they are their best throughout this year. They're playing the best football they've been playing all year. They're peaking at the right time. I just got to go with New England. I think the line's 3. Yeah, I think it's 3, and it stayed there the whole time. Anyway, good luck to both teams. As usual, what am I doing for the Super Bowl this week? I don't go to any parties. I went to a party like 4 years ago, and nobody would shut up. They just was no fun. So I will sit in my cave and hang out with Cosmo and Winston, have a couple of people over, and put some tape over their mouth. For the Super Bowl. Okay, as I said to you, there's some new things showing up on my screen today. You hear me? Some new things showing up on my screen today that I want you to know about. And I think one of them may be quite the interesting. Nothing in the big way of gigantic growth and things like that, but sometimes a move will stick out, and I kind of... Sometimes I have good confidence in it working, sometimes less. This one I think has got a shot, and I'll explain why. So, that all said, let's do what I call the market was much better than the actual move in the Dow today, market wrap. Brought to you by... investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. Are you ready? Dow down 107. S&P, though, was only down 2. NASDAQ was up 1. NASDAQ 100 was down 12. SOX was down a big 12. Transports, a big 140. Advanced declines. You ready for this with the Dow down 107? 18 to 10 on the New York, 17-11 on the NASDAQ. The underbelly of the market much stronger than the Dow. And the Russell 2000 was up the equivalent of about 160 Dow points. Now, I do want to make note that the Dow today at one time was actually down, we'll call it 197. The S&P today at one time, only down 13. So the broad market was much better than the Dow all day. So to us, wasn't such a bad day, but there were things in the Dow that did not help. Goldman Sachs broke below the 50-day moving average today with some volume. Down 460 to 229. JP Morgan on the 50-day down $1.40. So the financials did not help today at all. IBM down $1.25. Caterpillar $1. Boeing $2 gives a little back. Visa $1. They report, I believe, in the next couple of days. So not a good day for the Dow. Not a good day for the semiconductors. That may change tomorrow off of Apple. I'm not so sure yet. We'll see. So what do I call today? A lot of jello moving on the plate. A lot of cross currents. I hate that word. Or is it two words? Let's just say a lot of jello moving on the plate. Now, with the financials, a couple of notes. Number one, if you look at something called the XLF, it's the big financials, right off the 50-day today and held so far. The KRE is the regionals, didn't hit the 50-day, so a little bit stronger and held, and still in, looked like it was going to break out, but if you bought off the 50-day, you're okay with a stop below. As simple as that. We're going to be watching the financials closely. Semiconductors pulled back pretty decently, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. Didn't see much to worry about. At all. A few names, icky. By the way, in the financials, Citigroup's below the 50-day, acting poorly. Bank of New York below the 50-day, and now Goldman Sachs. So there's three names below. And again, anything below the 50-day, no new commitments. No need. What else stood out for me today? You ready? Numero uno. I think there is a good chance, nothing's ever 100%, that the bond market wants to go higher, which means rates come lower. I say that because go look at what the utilities did today, and I will tell you to look at the XLU. It looks like it wants to go topside here. And as I looked at some individual names, there are already a few that have. And what we mean by topside, something that's range-bound, breaking above range. So we're just letting you know, we think this it's probably some playable utilities here. Keep in mind, they are little slow boats. They pay, what, 3, 4%. I'm just saying if you're the income type slow boat person, I couldn't argue the point. I could. And I also think some of the real estate stocks that you're going to try now also. To what extent, I don't know. And again, typically not really for me. I like the more growthy type stuff. But we are just letting you know, it just looks to us that we may get a move out of that. We may get a move out of that. Just letting you know. And what you do when you have a chance and you want to look at utilities, just look at some names and you'll see Duke Energy, where I pay my bills to, and you will see it broke above 78.35 at the close today with some volume that's off the lows. So it may be telling you something. And then you go to some other names and see, look at PCG, that's the symbol, PG&E Corp. I believe they're like in California. You could see it breaking above a little resistance here, much stronger than the Duke. So I'm seeing some of these things show up. Again, they used to pay 6%, now they're paying in the threes. Also, I'm noticing some preferred stock bond funds looking like they want to go up from here. That kind of tells me that there's a chance here. I think a decent chance. Bond market's going to put in a low for now. We'll see. Anything's possible. It's Trump land. Up next on The Edge, we dig deeper into the market. Movers of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. It's the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I expect President Donald Trump to nominate Judge Neil Gorsuch, Federal Appeals Court judge from the Denver-based 10th Circuit for the Supreme Court. He is quite the conservative, quite the originalist, constitutionalist, does not believe in overreaching. He's also a limited governmentist type guy, my type of guy. We'll see what happens at 8 o'clock. You know, I get challenged very often by listeners on a lot of things that I say on this show. And, of course, the big one that's going on right now is security in this country, immigration and all that stuff. And every now and then I get a wise guy asking the question, telling me I'm a hater and fascist, racist, all that crap. Let me be clear and concise, my stance on immigration and people around the world. You ready? Because I'm quite simplistic in my thoughts. Bring them all on. Bring them all in. Anybody, anywhere who wants to come in this country and do for themselves and for their family and live within the rule of law and work and create and have families and produce, bring them all on. Muslims, come on. Come on in. Christians, Jews, Sikhs, Europeans, Canadians, Mexicans, Australians. Come on in. I'm all for it. That's it. That's my take. The job of government, though, is to vet and to number. You know what I mean by number? Can't allow in 100 million people. It's impossible. There has to be limits. You know? There has to be limits. That's my stance. That's all. Remember, we here do not see race, creed, color, religion. We see people. Living, breathing people. And as long as they live within the rule of law and want to do good, terrific! But the job of the government is to make sure the bad guys do not get in. And you know they are trying. And we've had a few here already. Look what's happened. I don't know if you know this, but in places like Paris, there are certain areas of the city you can't go into. They're self-policed by certain groups. Their police are afraid to go in. As well as other European areas. Immigration must be controlled and done well. And unfortunately, for the last 16 years, you have had miserable failures on immigration in both parties. That's how we got here. That's how you got Donald Trump. Whether you like him or not. So just letting you know. That's our take. And I will promise you, if Donald Trump is lying and starts banning people forever, we will be the loudest voice out there. If he's using terror warnings and stuff as an excuse, we'll be the loudest voice. So there you go, Mr. Emailer, calling me a fascist, racist, and all that crap. Of course, a fake email address. We just like answering these things every now and then. Now, a few things happened today that we mentioned the utilities, we mentioned the bond market, we mentioned probably the real estate. We do want to let you know that we love today's action with the Dow down 107. Broad market's much better, and all we saw is rotation out of the previous strong areas, and we think there's a lot of setups out there. By the way, oils were up today. I forgot to mention that, but still nothing to do there, even though they were up. And we will see how the rest of the earnings come out. We're going to be watching Apple closely to see what happens with that. I mean, the numbers were not very good, flat. But we love when the Dow's down 107, but the Russell's up the equivalent of Dow 150 points. Give me days like that every day. Now, as far as the financials, just, you know, they're hanging in there with a few exceptions that are getting in trouble. Semis pulling back normal. And there was some icky action other places. But I want you to notice when you get a chance to scan tonight, the Dow has done nothing more than pull back into range. Remember, we had this 7-week range, and then we broke out last week above 20,000. All we've done is pull back into the range. Haven't broken the 50-day moving average at all. S&P 500, same. NASDAQ, no issues. Pull back. Russell 2000, sitting on the 50-day moving average as we speak, but range, 7 weeks. Looked like it wanted to get out last week. Tucked its head in like a frightened turtle. And we'll see what happens from here. Other areas I was just noticing. The industrials, you can look at the XLI, pulled right back into the 50-day moving average. Let's see if it holds. The materials XLB, just a normal little pullback. No biggie. The XME, metals and mining, looks fine. Don't see any issues. If you look at the emerging markets, EEM, a couple of good days take you topside here. So even though the Dow dropped pretty decently over the past couple of days, it maybe drops more. Not seeing the end of the world type action. All I'm seeing is some rotation. And of course, if anything changes along those lines, I will gladly let you know. I've been asked about the biotechs by people. Some names with no sales are rallying now. Just be careful. There's buyout rumors, and you know who puts those rumors out? People that own the stock, they're bad people, and they should go to jail. Just be careful. Remember what we did for you guys here. A couple years back when they were running up these zero sales biotechs, you know what we told you. Eventually, they're all going to drop 50 to 90%, some 100%. Well, we haven't had a bear market yet, and you know what happened? A bunch of them dropped 50 to 90%. And I have news for you. When we go into a bear market, if we ever go into a bear market again, oh, they'll drop 90%. How do I know? I've seen it before. I've absolutely seen it before. So stay tuned. We'll be watching. Now, a few names we wanted to bring up today. On earnings, UPS, cough one up. Go take a look. Down 8 to 109. Bad numbers. That hurt FedEx today. Not so bad, but pulled back decently. MasterCard down 3 on their numbers. little deceleration out there. Didn't help Visa, but Visa hasn't reported yet. So a couple little blow-ups and some big names that I thought you needed to know about. And there were a few others, and we'll go through them when we do the movers of the day in just a few minutes. And there were a lot of movers today. There's one other name I wanted to mention on earnings, and I forgot which one. Under Armour. Oh, it's under. Down $6 to $19. Wow. So up next, movers of the day. And then I'm going to go to sleep early for my little morning thingamabob. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. A little update. Apple is trading up about $3.50 in the aftermarket. That's a darn good move for that kind of a mega cap name, even though it's not a big move percentage-wise. Should help a little bit the NASDAQ 100 tomorrow. It's also in the Dow, but only good for like 20-some-odd Dow points. Not the biggest of deals. Earnings that I'm very interested is going to be Visa, Facebook, and Amazon to come out real soon. I think Tesla, which is still acting pretty darn well, that'll be out as well as a few others. And as always, we will have it all for you, ladies and gentlemen. I've been mentioning a lot Sears Holdings here recently. I got a question. The stock was up 10 cents today, and I got a question from somebody, especially after the things I've said about Sears Holdings. The question was, who and why would anybody buy the stock? Well, the market is made up of opinions. Obviously, this person is buying it, or whoever's buying it, because they think it'll go higher for now. I just have an ultimate thought process on Sears Holdings. I don't see, and look, I'm not H&R Block, but I know how to read statements and financials and debt and deficits and trouble. Without money being put into the company recently, they're done. And that spigot's going to run dry. You got to remember how retail works. People send them stuff to sell. But if these people don't think they're going to get paid or paid in time, they stop sending stuff. And, of course, the amount of debt this company has. So do as you like. Do what you want. You know our thought process. And our thought process on this company has been... I've been talking about Kmart for years on this show, that they just turned it into a dump. I don't think I've been to Sears in forever. But I've been in some Kmarts, and they just let it croak. That's all. They might as well put cobwebs around it, some of the stores that I was in. Movers of the day. On the upside, Regeneron up 15 today to 359. Stock's been dead in the water for a very long time. Got some help today on Trump. Tesaro, this is a no-sales biotech. Stock's been strong, up 9 to 162. Rumored buyout. Thermo Fisher Scientific up 9 on their numbers. Allergan, 7 drugs. Simon Property Group, 6. I mentioned to you the real estate stocks. 5 or more, Bluebird Bio, Marketaxis, Spark Therapeutics, another one with no sales, Anixter, three or more, United Therapeutics, Momenta Pharmaceuticals, they actually have a little bit of sales, AmerisourceBergen, Danaher, Chipotle. Chipotle continues to act better off the lows. PLC, NetEase, Siemens, Eagle Pharmaceuticals. A lot, you know what? I can continue, but it's just a lot of medical stuff, and it all happened midday when Trump opened his mouth saying that he's going to have the process of approving drugs streamlined and make it easier and less costly. Which is pretty darn good news. On the downside, Priceline down 26. Remember, it is a $1,500 stock. Meta Financial down 12 to 88. As mentioned, United Parcel, Under Armour. Wow. That's all I can say is wow. New yearly lows. Keep in mind, Sports Authority went out of business. I gather they sold a lot there, but just business ain't so good. Amazon down 7, they report soon. Psychomedics. Never heard of it. Martin Marietta Materials, when the fives. Google, still very weak. We'd avoid it this second. But Google did hit the 50-day moving average today and bounced off it a little bit, but still definitely under pressure. Buffalo Wild Wings, big fat juicy 5. Goldman Sachs, 4.5 breaks below the 50-day. FedEx in reaction to UPS. Broadcom down 3 and change has been strong. I'd like to see it pull back more. Roadrunner. Rayonier, MasterCard, all three or more. Two or more, SM Energy, Tesoro Corp, SVB Financial, Tempur Sealy. Oh, is that thing crashed? Valero Energy, Vulcan Materials. Live long and prosper. Texas Instruments reports numbers and gives it all back. United Rentals, a little pullback here, no biggie. Norfolk Southern, Boeing. Pentair, WW Grainger, PPG Industries, Nucor. Steel stock's not acting terrific right here. And we'll finish it off with Albemarle. Say Albemarle 10 times fast. I dare you. And that is your ever popular over the top movers of the day. Again, Dow down 107, market much better than Dow. Dow got hit with the financials today, but we will be watching the financials very, very closely. They are an important cog in the wheel. The semiconductors got hit today. We'll be watching that closely. It's a very important cog in the wheel. The transports got hit pretty hard today. That's a very important cog in the wheel. So some of the strongest areas got weak today. Some of the crappy areas got a little stronger today. And that's what we mean by the jello moving on the plate, sector rotation, and all that stuff. And as we said to you, healthcare had a strong day off of Trump. And we've complained a long time about streamlining drug approval and all that stuff, and nobody ever listened. Hopefully somebody's listening. We think you can do better than 12 years and $350 million on a drug to go from A to Z. Don't forget, about 6:20 a.m., Fox Business Network, I'll be on. My goodness gracious. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,